Welcome to this Above the Clouds. Today we will share a powerful method that helps us to go deeper in our Bhagavatam study and extract more nectar, more relevance. These are actually a three-steps program. It starts with understanding the context in which a text is quoted, the resonance or intertextuality, and examples from living people that help us to understand the text in its application. We will go through the three steps by studying today's verse from Canto 11, Chapter 3, Text 32. Kvachit rudantya chutachintaya kvachit dashanti nandanti vadantya lokika. I go right to the translation. Having achieved love of Godhead, the devotees sometimes cry out loud, absorbed in thought of the infallible Lord. Sometimes they laugh, feel great pleasure, speak out loud to the Lord, dance or sing. Such devotees, having transcended material conditioned life, sometimes imitate the unborn supreme by acting out his pastimes. And sometimes, achieving his personal audience, they remain peaceful and silent. So this text talks about the unconventional experiences that people who feel the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness have when they step out of the containers of conventional religion. And such a devotee sometimes cries. He thinks, another day has passed and still I could not obtain Krishna. Then what will I do? Where will I go? From whom shall I inquire? And who can possibly help me reach Krishna? This from the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And similarly, he explains the other words in the text and how a devotee laughs and how he then becomes silent and so on. But I would like to now apply this method of context, resonance, and looking for examples. First, you need to understand how, in what context does this text take place. And as you study, it will become clear to you that this is from a discussion of Narada Muni with Vasudev. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, had worshipped Lord Ananta for a son, and later he regretted, I only wanted a son. I did not pray for attaining pure devotional service. So when Vasudev had an opportunity to meet Narada, he asked him, how can I attain pure devotional service? And in answer, Narada Muni quotes another discussion, a discussion on the same question, that is how the nine yogendras were explaining to Maharaj Nimi, the emperor of Videha, how to attain pure devotional service. Maharaj Nimi had asked a question to each of the nine yogendras, and this question which he will ask is the question which triggers off an answer where this verse takes comes. Nimi had asked, how can even a foolish materialist easily cross over Maya, which is insurmountable for those who are not self-controlled, who are spiritually empty because they don't taste a relationship with Krishna, but only material tastes. So yes, the context, here we are studying the context, and Prabhuda had given an answer where he first explained the sambandha of bhakti, you know, that material life is not the real life for the soul. Prabhuda had explained the abhideya, the process and practice of bhakti in detail. And now, in this verse, he explains the ultimate achievement of bhakti, that is pure love of Godhead. So, see, now you can understand in this context the text much better. It's an answer how you can attain the ultimate auspicious result of life and cross over the ocean of Maya and go back to Krishna. You can practice bhakti yoga by accepting a spiritual master and engaging in the processes of always remembering Krishna, never forget him. And in this way, you will become, you will attain a love of Godhead. Now, the second step. Resonance. An easier word to, or let us say a more clear word, is study what is called intertextuality. In the Bhagavatam, you will find similar verses who make similar proclamations or explanations. You will, and if you go to these texts, you will understand one text much better by understanding a similar text in detail. It will shed more light into it. Here, of course, this text reminds us of a text where from the 11th canto, that is chapter 2, text 40. I think you know all this text. It is the essence of the Bhagavatam teachings, which was quoted by Ishvara Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu had developed a doubt. He was laughing always and dancing when he was chanting, and he didn't know, have I become mad? So he came to Ishvara Puri and said, is this all right? And Ishvara Puri said, yes, this is the nature of chanting. And then he gave another text which very much sounds like the text which we have heard. He says, Evram Vratasva Priyanama Kirtya. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow to be an eternal servant of the Lord. And he becomes attached to a particular name and form, and his heart melts with ecstatic love, and then he laughs out loudly or cries or shouts, completely indifferent to public opinion. So yes, by applying the second step, that is coming into the Bhagavatam and finding similar texts, you will understand what the Bhagavatam really is all about, what it really wants to express. Because repetition of points are done to underline them, to highlight them, to bring them to the attention. Now the third step by which you can study the text of the Bhagavatam is to look for devotees who are mentioned in the texts who have realized or who are examples of whatever is discussed. Here, where we hear about devotional ecstasies, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to mind, who actually experienced these states of Krishna consciousness. And you can then study his teachings what he taught, what he showed in his life, and then you can understand, yeah, let me follow this and also experience this. For instance, in regards to this point, spiritual realization, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very clear that by learning to chant free from offenses in a mood of deep humility, the devotee can obtain love of Godhead, and all these symptoms come naturally as byproducts. So, yes, the point here is we need to study the Bhagavatam in a way that helps us to see deeply what the text wants to say to us, and in this way become really a member of the audience which was sitting at the banks of the Ganga when Shukadev Goswami explained the Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj as an answer to Parikshit's question, what should I do now that is so essential that death doesn't take it away? What is the duty of someone who is about to die? So again, the three steps: study the context, because the Bhagavatam often has a story within the story. Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, who made these three points, told us the Bhagavatam text is something like these Russian matryoshkas, you know, where you have one puppet within another puppet and then another puppet within that puppet. So you find a text, here Shukadev Goswami talking to Parikshit Maharaj, and he remembers another conversation, and those in that other who are members of the other conversation remember this, and in this way it becomes really something very filled. There's a lot of reference to other great saints, and it becomes something substantial. Context. Know in which context the verse which you read takes place. Second step, study the intertextuality, you know, where texts come who say something similar. In this way you will see the spotlight put on certain themes of the Bhagavatam. And then always look for the great devotees who are examples. For instance, Vritasura, who is an example of absolute focus on Krishna at the moment of his death, and an example of someone who returns to Krishna. Or you can look at the example of Chitraketu, who only became was only able to listen really to Narada Muni and Angira spiritual instruction when he was materially disappointed or frustrated. He had tried so hard to get a son, but then the young baby boy, almost he was so young, died, and he lost the son. And you can understand, you know, with this material benefit to have a son, another problem was born, that is great attachment and great lamentation when he lost the son. So yes, these methods can help you to understand deeply the Bhagavatam. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you all the best and lots of spiritual strength, and see you for the next episodes of Above the Clouds.